Today is June 17, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll explore a genuinely encouraging body of research showing that your long-term health is shaped far more by your daily choices than by your genetics. From the quality of your sleep and the health of your gut to the strength of your relationships and the stability of your blood sugar. You are more powerful than you've probably been told. That's not a motivational slogan. It's what the science actually says. And today, we're going to walk through what that means for your real, everyday life. Let's start with a number that stopped researchers in their tracks. Dr. Eric Verdin, president and CEO of the Buck Institute for Research on Aging, shared findings from a large-scale study using Ancestry.com data conducted by Calico, which is Google's longevity research company. What they found was striking. Approximately 93% of how long and how well we live is determined by lifestyle factors. Only 7% is attributable to genetics. 93%, that's not a rounding error. That's a fundamental reframe of how most of us think about our health destiny. Dr. Verdin went further, describing a concrete, achievable target that the science supports. Most people could live to 95 years old in good health if they consistently applied what we already know. Right now, the average person lives in good health only to about age 65. That's a potential gap of roughly 30 additional healthy years. And whether that gap opens or closes depends largely on the choices we make every day. So where do those choices matter most? Let's start with the one that underpins everything else. Sleep is not simply rest. Dr. Matthew Walker, sleep neuroscientist at UC Berkeley, describes it as the biological process through which your brain physically clears out toxic proteins linked to Alzheimer's disease, regulates your blood sugar, supports your immune function, and maintains your emotional balance. Think of sleep as your body's nightly maintenance crew, the one that fixes what the day broke down. Here's the troubling part. The average American is currently sleeping about 6 hours and 40 minutes per night, down from roughly 8.4 hours a century ago. In a landmark UK study Dr. Walker cited, healthy people who were limited to 6 hours of sleep for just 1 week showed activity changes in 711 genes. Genes linked to tumor promotion, chronic inflammation, and cardiovascular disease became overexpressed. Immune-supporting genes were suppressed. 1 week. 6 hours. 711 genes. What can you actually do about this? Dr. Walker points to two surprisingly accessible places to start. First, dim roughly half the lights in your home in the hour before bed. Your nervous system reads light as a signal that it's still daytime, and bright light suppresses the melatonin your brain needs to wind down. Second, take a warm bath or shower 1 to 2 hours before sleep. This one sounds counterintuitive, but the science behind it is among the most replicated in the field. Heat draws blood to your skin's surface, and when you step out of the bath, that heat radiates away, dropping your core body temperature and sending a powerful biological signal that it's time for sleep. And perhaps most importantly, Dr. Walker notes that sleep regularity, going to bed and waking at the same time every day, carries equal or greater predictive power for longevity than total sleep duration alone. Consistency, it turns out, is the hidden variable. Building on that foundation of sleep, let's talk about what's happening in your gut, because it turns out your digestive system and your brain are in constant conversation. Dr. Alberto Violdo, speaking with Dr. Mark Hyman on The Doctor's Pharmacy, explained that the vast majority of your serotonin, the neurotransmitter central to mood, sleep, and emotional regulation, is actually produced in your gut, not your brain. It's made from tryptophan and carried up to the brain via the vagus nerve, which you can think of as a long, winding information highway between your belly and your mind. When your gut is inflamed, or your microbiome is imbalanced, or your diet is low in fiber and colorful plant foods, that highway gets disrupted, and your mood, your sleep, and your cognitive sharpness can all suffer as a result. Dr. Walker reinforced this from his own research angle, noting a bidirectional relationship. Poor sleep disrupts your gut microbiome, and a disrupted microbiome makes sleep harder. It's a loop, which means intervening at either end can help break it. The foods that feed beneficial gut bacteria most effectively are polyphenol-rich plants. Berries, pomegranate, onion skins, green tea, colorful vegetables like red bell peppers and purple cabbage. These nourish the anaerobic bacteria that make up 90 to 95% of your gut microbiome, and critically, they cannot be replaced by a probiotic supplement. This is food as medicine in the most literal sense. And speaking of food as medicine, the evidence on nutrition goes further than most people expect. Dr. Hyman described research from juvenile detention centers where replacing processed food with nutritious food led to a 97% reduction in violence, a 75% reduction in use of physical restraints, and a 100% reduction in suicide rates. In adult prison settings, similar dietary changes produced a 56% reduction in violent crime, with the addition of a basic multivitamin bringing that figure to 80%. These are extraordinary numbers, and they point to something we often underestimate. What we eat directly shapes how our brains function and how we feel emotionally. Now let's talk about something that often gets left out of health conversations entirely, your relationships. Harvard researcher Chris Dawes published findings showing that if your close friends are overweight, you are 170% more likely to be overweight yourself, compared to 40% more likely if it's a family member. The social environment you inhabit every day is shaping your biology in ways that rival medication. More importantly, Dr. Becca Levy at Yale found that people who shift their mindset on aging from negative to positive gain an average of 7.5 additional years of life. To put that in perspective, that's more than the 5 to 7 years that would be gained by eliminating both cancer and heart disease from the planet simultaneously. And Harvard's longest-running happiness study, which has followed participants for decades, identified investment in social relationships as the single most important variable for living a longer, healthier, happier life. These are not soft, feel-good findings. They are among the most replicated results in longevity science. One more area worth your attention today: blood sugar and physical movement. Dr. Hyman and endocrinologist Dr. Grishma Sheath of Virta Health explained that type 2 diabetes affects roughly 1 in 2 Americans in some form, and 90% of those people are unaware. It's fundamentally a problem of carbohydrate intolerance rooted in insulin resistance, and it often goes undetected for years because the standard lab threshold for fasting insulin is set at 15, when optimal is actually under 5. Virta Health's 5-year clinical trial, conducted with Indiana University Health, found that 60% of participants achieved full diabetes reversal at 1 year, defined as normal blood sugar, completely off diabetes-specific medications, along with approximately 12% average body weight loss sustained at 2 years. And on the movement side, Dr. Brad Corrier, exercise physiologist and contributor to the updated American College of Sports Medicine Resistance Training Guidelines. The first update since 2009, drawing on data from over 30,000 people, noted that more than 60% of Americans do zero resistance training. That group, he emphasized, has the most to gain. The biggest health improvements in the data come when someone moves from doing nothing to doing something. Even bodyweight exercises at home count. Even a 10-minute walk after a meal activates the same nutrient-sensing pathways that fasting and expensive supplements aim to support. So here's your one simple, cost-free step for today. Tonight, before bed, spend 5 minutes getting your mind off itself. That's it. Dr. Walker describes this as the core goal of any bedtime routine: interrupting the mental loop of rumination and worry that makes falling asleep so hard. You might try gentle stretching, slow breathing, writing tomorrow's worries onto a piece of paper to clear mental space, or simply a quiet body scan from head to toe. Choose whatever feels most natural to you tonight. Just try it once. Remember, this briefing is for educational purposes and is not a substitute for personalized medical advice. Before making significant changes to your diet, sleep habits, supplements, or exercise routine, especially if you're managing a chronic condition or taking prescription medications, please speak with your healthcare provider. And if you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health crisis, please reach out to the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline by calling or texting 988. Support is available, and you don't have to navigate this alone. You've got this. Take care of yourself. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.